On a hot blacktop parking lot, Summer Guerrero greets one of her regulars. She's owned After Hours Auto Repair in southwest Wichita with her husband Mark for 7 years. Inside the shop's waiting room, next to the car manuals and vending machines, the couple pulls together some chairs.
So, Mark and I have been together since we were 16, and back then, he said he wanted to own his own business.
At that point, it was just a dream, and it stayed that way for some time. Mark worked as a mechanic for many years, and Summer joined the Army Reserve as a firefighter, which led to a 16-month tour in Iraq.
We had a lot of traumatic things happen in our life. Really, me going over to Iraq and coming back and realizing that time is really short. And he supported me in becoming a firefighter, and, well, it's time for me to support him.
Since we've met, we've always been that way. We've always been, you know, I support her, she supports me, and it's just a back and forth, kind of like a teeter-totter.
When Summer came home from Iraq, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, but after finishing treatment, she set her mind to helping start their business.
I started looking into programs that I could, you know, take classes and figure out what all we need to do to start a business. And we started saving and kind of jotting down, like, just equipment and things that we might need and putting our business plan together.
The two eventually found their way to the Kansas Small Business Development Center. The program is part of a national network that helps companies that typically have fewer than 200 employees. Through consultation and workshops with the center, they got their business up and running, eventually outgrowing their original shop. Mark says they then reached out to their consultant once again, and they worked on moving to a bigger location.
I have the knowledge of fixing the cars and running the back of the shop, but there's still areas that we like to consult somebody with before we jump into something, because we don't want to make the mistake of, you know, expanding too soon and then running into problems.
A little messy because we're busy.
Okay.
Summer and Mark opened their expanded location 4 years ago. They were given information about how many cars would be driving by their business, the household incomes of their new community, and any businesses they'd be competing with. The Kansas Small Business Development Center is located on the campus of Wichita State University. Marcia Stevens is the regional director here. She and her staff of six consultants serve 23 counties in central Kansas. They also have outreach locations that provide consultation to rural communities. Just in the last year, they've helped create 64 new businesses, about 500 full and part-time jobs, and their clients generated over $53 million in sales.
We have an average of 10 businesses that contact us every week, just interested in getting started. We start them in a free 2-hour workshop, learning the basics of marketing, management, and money.
The organization states that for every dollar spent on this program, there are $43 generated in the local economy. In addition to helping start new businesses, they offer advice to existing ones as well.
We have some clients that come in once a year and just sit down and chat with a consultant and say, okay, this is what I'm doing, what do you think? And a lot of times we say, hey, we think you're right on target. In other occasions, we'll spot something or ask a few questions, and they'll say, you know, I never thought about that.
The list of clients is vast and can be eccentric, from emu farms to dentists to manufacturing companies.
You name it, it's probably walked in our door, and we do assist everyone.
This is where plainmaking's earliest masters sculpted the contours of an entire industry. This is Wichita.
This promotional video was produced by Intake Studios, a local video and motion graphics company.
We're just celebrating our 10th anniversary this month, in fact.
Troy Lott and his business partner, Todd Schwartz, sit at a long wooden desk at their offices along Douglas Street. They represent two out of the three founding members of this company. The other, Heath Balderston, is visiting their new offices in Kansas City. Lott says that in the early days of their company, it was touch and go.
It was hard because we didn't have any customers. You're going out on your own. You're taking over a lease payment automatically. You have your own salaries that you're concerned about. And I think the first job that we actually did was free. And that's a heck of a way to start out when you're trying to make money for yourself.
They now produce visual marketing campaigns for clients such as KU, Hartman Oil, and the Wichita Area Technical College. Todd Schwartz says the three founding members all brought their own expertise to the table and that they've added six others to help round out their services.
Troy was our editor. I shot everything. Heath, who's not here today, he was our designer and art director. And we had a need for motion graphics, animations, and so we added that first person, and then it just kept growing from there.
The Kansas Small Business Development Center helped their company in the beginning, as well as to expand to Kansas City. Lott says they've been invaluable to them over the last 10 years.
They continue to provide financial analysis of our company. They measure us against other small businesses our same size, not just locally and regionally, but nationally as well.
Both After Hours Auto Repair and Intake Studios say there is no ceiling when it comes to their growth. They say they'll continue to tap into the outside consultation that has helped them get this far. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.